South Carolina Republican Representative Nancy Mace said she was physically accosted by a transgender youth advocate on Capitol grounds on Tuesday, December 10th. Police arrested 33-year-old James McIntyre and are charging him with assaulting a government official. The reported assault, which happened at an event for foster youth advocates, has sparked controversy, with some advocates who were in attendance disputing Mace's account. The lawmaker returned to work Wednesday, December 11th, and was seen in the hallways wearing a brace. According to a filing Wednesday in D.C. Superior Court, police said Mace reported that McIntyre took her hand with both of his hands and shook her arm up and down in an exaggerated, aggressive, hand-shaking motion that lasted 3 to 5 seconds. Mace told police she tried to withdraw her arm but was unable to, according to the filing. The filing also states that she experienced pain in her wrist, arm, and shoulder due to the incident. Mace declined medical treatment. Mace later posted on X claiming she was physically accosted at the Capitol, writing, "One new brace for my wrist and some ice for my arm, and it'll heal just fine." The Capitol Police arrested the guy. Police confirmed they responded to a call about an assault on a lawmaker and, after a search, arrested McIntyre. He has since been charged in the case. However, some people who say they witnessed the exchange between Mace and McIntyre are publicly disputing her allegations. Elliot Hinkle, a foster care advocate, was at the reception in the Rayburn House office building when they saw McIntyre approach Mace. Hinkle said, "Did the interaction appear to be a handshake, calling it a passionate shake," before adding, "It didn't look like an assault or intended aggression." They said McIntyre told Mace, "Trans youth are also foster youth and they need your support." After the exchange, Hinkle said McIntyre returned to their seats. When Capitol Police arrived, McIntyre had left, but later returned after being contacted by authorities. According to Hinkle's account of the events, Hinkle said McIntyre was arrested outside the building. Since the incident, Mace has posted several updates on X, including one thanking former President Donald Trump for checking in on her and another saying, "Never want to hear the left call themselves the party of love and tolerance ever again." Mace also posted, "Believe all women." It is unclear if any video surveillance of the incident exists.